أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب، ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب، سيصلى نارا ذات لهب، وامرأته حمالة الحطب، في جيدها حبل من مسد. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed some of the circumstances surrounding the revelation of the surah with regards to Abu Lahab being the very first person to physically and verbally launch an attack on our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The second aspect we discussed with regards to Abu Lahab was that he said that if there is some qiyamah that will come and we have to stand in front of Allah, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question us, there was a lot of ifs in this, then obviously Allah has given me lots of wealth, Allah has given me lots of children, and all this I can place in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in lieu of my freedom. In other words, I will utilize it as a ransom. So this was his long, tall hopes insofar as the hereafter is concerned. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him in his life that he, just around when the battle of Badr took place, understand that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had made hijrat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had gone to Madinah Munawwara. 2 years after that, the second year of the hijrah, the battle of Badr takes place. Around about that time, Abu Lahab becomes very, very ill, very sick. And the kind of sickness that he had was some kind of skin disease that broke out. And the result was that his body began to have a stench, a smell. So now those same children that he wished that were going to be used in lieu of his difficulties on the day of Qiyamah that he wanted to put in front of Allah, those very same children, they took him out of his house and they removed him to one of the mountains, one of the hilltops of Makkah Mukarramah. And they left him there because they also couldn't take the smell, they couldn't tolerate it. So he had very long and tall hopes about these children being of assistance and help in the hereafter. In this very world, they were of absolutely no use to their father. And then he remained over there all alone, in solitude, on the hilltops of Makkah Mukarramah. They actually had forgotten about him. The result was that when some time later, some travelers were coming past, entering Makkah Mukarramah, they got the smell and the stench of some decaying body. So when they came to Makkah, they began to report it to the people of Makkah, that we smell some decaying body around, and you people need to investigate. At that time, the children remembered, so to say, very vaguely, that they had taken their father and left him there. And when this happened, and they apprehended that now he would have died, they themselves didn't go, they sent their slaves, and those slaves also could not tolerate. You see, he spoke about his wealth. Slaves were also part of the wealth. So they also couldn't tolerate that smell. So what they did was, they dug some hole near where he was, and they used some sticks to sort of lever his body into that hole, and like that they threw a few rocks inside, and that was the end of Abu Lahab. So he had a lot of audacity, he was very audacious. When it came to the matters of akhirat, when he thought that he will become audacious against Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and respond to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the way he did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left him as an example in the Quran Kareem till the day of Qiyamah. That if anybody hurts or harms the Nabi of Allah, the dignity of the Nabi of Allah, if anybody becomes so audacious against the Nabi of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept Abu Lahab as an example for that person till the day of Qiyamah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, sayasla naran dhata lahab, and then he will fall, he will be thrown into the fire, which will be full of flames. The word lahab comes here for flames. So his name was Abu Lahab, or he was known as Abu Lahab. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this naran dhata lahab, this fire that will be filled with flames, and he will be thrown, and that will be the hereafter. So the consequences of this world was in no doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliated him, and Allah ta'ala showed him the death of humiliation, and the hereafter will be a continuation. Thereafter, from the second part of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his wife, وَمْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبُ. Allah ta'ala speaks about his wife, she was known as Umm Jamil, she was the sister of Abu Sufyan. Now she was like her husband Abu Lahab, that left no stone unturned in hurting and harming Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls her حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبُ. Hammala is a carrier, hatab is wood, firewood, so the carrier of firewood. And look at the beauty of the Qur'an Kareem. On the one hand, she used to take pieces of firewood and she used to put it on in the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu billah, hoping that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will trip over. Number two, hammalatul hatab also is an Arabic saying for people that carry tales, people that take stories from one place to another. And this is what this woman was good for. And number three, some ulama have written that although Allah had given Abu Lahab so much of wealth, and he boasted about that wealth, but at the same time him and his wife were also very stingy. So she used to go out into the woods, into the forests, and she used to bring this wood, and she used to carry it, and she used to sell it in Makkah Mukarramah. So three reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls her Hammalat al-Hatab, the carrier of firewood. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fi jidiha hablum min masad, that it will be around her neck. And around her neck is a rope made of palm fiber. Now here again, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that this will be the result of her speaking ill about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we remember, in Wad Duha, we did the circumstances and the reason why Surah Wad Duha was revealed. That this woman, same woman, Umm Jamil, she said, Taraka Muhammadan Shaytanuhu wa na'udhu billah. That when Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam stopped coming to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a period of time, then she said, wa na'udhu billah, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Shaytan has left him. So she was a woman that spoke very ill and verbally abused Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about her fatal end. And as a matter of fact, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu brings a fourth explanation for Hammalat al-Hatab, that in the fire of Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make her carry the firewood for her husband and will be thrown on him because in this world she assisted him. So there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show how now she will multiply his azab. So it is very important sometimes that we become national choruses to other people's ills and bads. When somebody says something bad about someone, then we all want to chorus it. We want to speak ill, we want to help and assist in it. We should be exercise great caution in these matters, especially when it is with regards to matters of deen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this neck, the rope of palm fiber that will be around her neck. Some, like Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that in Jahannam, it will be a steel rope that will be put around her neck, because she tried to constrain the life of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. When you put a rope around the neck of an animal, then you want to pull that animal the way you want to pull the animal. So she wanted Nabi alayhi salatu was salam's life to become constrained, and she wanted to pull it in her direction. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put this rope of steel around her neck, and that will flame, and she will burn in the fire of Jahannam. But Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu also says that what actually happened to her in this material world, that when she was coming with this firewood from the forest, and she sat down. Now when she had that whole bundle, the end of the bundle was around her neck, and she used to secure it around her neck so the bundle does not fall. So one day when she stood up, the bundle fell and that choked her, and that is how she met her end in this material world also. Now if you remember also in Surah Humazah, we explained that if you want a physical description of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about, those people who scandalize, backbite, because Allah had given them wealth in this material world, we will see the illustration in Abu Lahab and his wife. And here in Surah Lahab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a physical explanation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illustrates this, that how when Allah Rabbul Izzat gives wealth, then a person becomes haughty and arrogant, especially when he forgets Allah in Akhirat, then the result is that that person becomes an obstacle to deen, or he becomes an obstacle to the people that are doing the work of deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from these types of sins and ills. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.